For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Bowling Green is preparing to welcome Syrian refugees later this year who are fleeing their country's civil war. The Warren County-based Kentucky International Center has agreed to resettle 40 Syrians, but the decision is raising concerns in the local community. Lisa Autry has this report.
Bashar Murad of Owensboro is living the American dream. He's a husband, father, and a successful physician. The kidney specialist, who is Muslim, immigrated to Chicago in 1989 on a student exchange visa. He later worked in Houston before settling in rural western Kentucky.
I was actually concerned when I first moved there. I didn't know how I'm going to be received, but people were so nice to us.
Murad did what thousands of other fellow Syrians are trying to do now, although under different circumstances. Syrians today are fleeing their war-torn country in search of a better life. Some are hoping to find one in Bowling Green, a city that is already home to a large immigrant population. The plan to open the city's doors to Syrian refugees is creating backlash in what has otherwise been a welcoming environment. City Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Melinda Hill has been one of the most outspoken critics of the plan to resettle Syrians in Bowling Green. She says she doesn't have confidence in the federal government's screening process.
Our country has systems in place where our criminals, we know what they've done when they did it. Many of these people are from countries that do not have systems like that in place, or if they did have them, these people have not been entered into the system, they're not kept up to date, or those systems have been destroyed. So we don't have access to any background checks. It's all questions and answers.
Albert Banfu heads the Kentucky International Center in Bowling Green and argues the vetting process is extensive and can take years to complete.
We have like 14 different stages of security checks and clearances that have to be done before the refugees come into the United States.
Some local residents are more apprehensive since the 2011 arrest of two Iraqi men living in Bowling Green. Both are now in prison for conspiring to send weapons and cash to the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Banfu points out that a small number of Syrians is already living in Bowling Green.
Some of them have been in Bowling Green for more than 40 years. If somebody doesn't identify himself to you as a Syrian, you'll never know that individual on the road or in the shopping mall or in school. You'll never know.
Banfu says 60% of those resettled are school age, and only around 15 Syrian adults are expected in Bowling Green. Commissioner Hill still believes the city should err on the side of caution.
It doesn't matter the number. Because the system's not in place to verify these people are safe and that we will be secure in our own community, we have no idea what they will do or could do. Everything has changed since 9/11, and I think all of us are more aware and we're more cautious.
Dr. Bashar Murad of Owensboro, who still has family in Syria, believes terrorism fears are unfounded.
I lived in Syria for 27 years. We never had anything like ISIS or any of those crazy people that coming from all over the world. The Syrian refugees that are fleeing the country, they are fleeing from a dire conditions. What's going on in Syria is really a genocide. And those people are just trying to find a safe place to live, raise their kids, have decent chance of prosperity.
The Syrians represent a small fraction of the 400 other refugees coming to Bowling Green this year, including from Africa, Asia, and Cuba. If approved by the federal government, 40 Syrians will start a new life they hope won't be derailed by fears of terrorism. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.